News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Home cervical screening tests are being trialled by the NHS in England, where they've had a positive reception from clients and clinicians. But how do they work, and could they be introduced here? Professor Doreen Russell is the clinical director with Cervical Check. She's a consultant obstetrician and gynaecologist as well. Good morning, Doreen.
Good morning.
This does sound like a positive thing, because I know from speaking to women that, you know, that this is, it's a, not a, quite a palaver, but, you know, you have to do a lot more than you would if you could do it at home. So how accurate are these home tests, and what's the likelihood of them being used here?
So we've been working on self-sampling in Cervical Check for some while. We're planning a feasibility study to see how we can best introduce this into the Irish programme. So essentially, self-sampling is another way of testing for the human papillomavirus, the virus that causes more than 90% of cervical cancers. It involves a woman inserting a simple swab into her vagina. This swab is then sent to the laboratory and tested for HPV. If the self-sample finds HPV, it's important that the woman attends her GP or her GP practice nurse for them to take a traditional HPV test from the cervix. The reason we need to do that is so that cervical cells can be examined, because it's not possible to look at the cells on the self-sampling swab.
They go on to be tested further. But is this just a good early warning system, if I could call it that? If we got women to do this, send it off in the post, that you might be able to spot more cancers more quickly.
So what we found is that it's with our research, we found that this is a really interesting option, and really Irish women are very interested in this. And what we found is that for those who don't attend for screening, or for those who are overdue screening, self-sampling certainly might have a role. We know that at present, the self-sampling won't replace regular screening, because it's not quite as accurate as a clinician taking sample, but it certainly is better than nothing. And our research has shown that it could help to reach women who don't currently attend for cervical screening.
Okay, Professor Doreen Russell is the clinical director of Cervical Check, consultant obstetrician and gynaecologist. Thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Ciara, that does sound like it would be a welcome addition to the medical toolkit, if I could call it that.
Yeah, no, and that's a very good way of referring to it, because there are lots of people that avoid those things. And if we could catch more of them in the net with something acceptable to them, I think it's a great idea. But that is our lot for this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.